Welcome to your doom.
Alright, hi everybody. Welcome to the first Games Radar podcast. I'm Chris Antista. To my leftish is
Michael Raparez, PlayStation editor for Games Radar.
Sitting next to him is Brett Elston, Nintendo editor.
Tyler Wilde here. My voice is kind of screwed up. Sorry, I'm the features and community editor.
Sexy. And who do we have on the line?
Me? Hi, I'm Dan Amrick from Official Xbox Magazine, thankfully in a different room than all of you guys.
And who feels the worst?
Me. Probably Tyler.
I do. Somewhere after two packs of cigarettes, I almost completely lost my voice. So that's why I sound like I'm having a rasp off with everyone.
You sound like Kim Carnes.
Kathleen Turner.
You sound like bust into Betty Davis eyes at any minute.
Oh, well, the answer was I feel the worst.
Oh.
Trick question. My shirt reeks like mildew, and I couldn't figure out why. And I've been developing this habit of getting really drunk and peeing on things in my room, things that look like bowls.
How many things that look like bowls can you have in a room?
That's a good fucking question. I have no idea. But like drawers, I think because I was going to grab it.
Drawers resemble bowls now.
Anything contain urine.
Container-shaped things.
And I went through my lower drawer one day, and everything. Remember the Katamari shirt?
Yeah.
Totally mildewed. And I couldn't figure out why.
Piss humidity?
I peed on my own. I wore my shirt that I pissed on and let get mildewed because I was in a hurry to get to work. And it's just
everyone laughs, but Michael's just shaking.
That's absolutely disturbing.
I think Michael's reading the internet. Are you checking your email?
No, I'm just I'm saying if there's a way to mute people so we don't get this echo.
I'm on dig.
I'm writing an article for the next issue of OXM. I hope that's
I'm peeing on Chris's shirt.
I'm reading XKCD, and that's, you know, a lot more interesting than your shirt peeing. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Holy shit. All right, fine. We're going to go straight to our next topic.
Yes.
I liked your story.
You're dead to me.
It was a good story.
It was good.
But I'm wearing a shirt covered in piss to a professional business.
Fair enough.
Apparently not.
Let's go.
That's an anecdote.
Professional is debatable.
Top seven. What was it this week, Rip?
It was called Top 7 Games That Don't Deserve Nostalgia. The idea being games that were never as good as we thought they were, but we played them anyway, and I don't know, just there was no other reason to like them. If you go back, they're bad, and they actually were bad then. It's not like a game that has aged poorly. Like, I gave the example of the first Metroid. It was good then. Today, it's a really hard, bad game to play compared to Super Metroid or whatever. Just difficult to play, but it was good. Whereas something like, say, Sonic Adventure or Final Fight or any of the other licensed NES games that I mentioned.
You know, you're spoiling the reveal, right?
What's the reveal?
Right, what's number seven?
Number seven was Sonic Adventure.
That's right, it was Sonic Adventure. Why Sonic Adventure exactly?
Because it's a terrible game. Like, if it didn't look that way, if they put that game out on, like, N64 or PS whatever, no one would have cared. It was just, like, the competition was ugly N64 game or pixelated PS1 game, and then here's a very mediocre, serviceable 3D game. And with, like, ooh, camera angles, things and things change and happen fast. Like, and there's a shark chasing you, or a whale, killer whale.
And they brought that back over and over again.
Because it's such a great thing to not control Sonic running around and watch it happen. I might as well watch a cartoon at that point.
Well, how much of the love that it got was just because it was the first real Sonic 3D game on.
Yeah.
And that's the thing,
you know, because they couldn't get it done on Saturn. They, you know, they had, like, I think two different aborted projects there. So I think it was all just like, oh, Sonic is here. He's really here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
it was just a buildup of, like, he's here. And then 4 years later, we'll all realize it was never that good. But Sega's going to keep building off of that engine and make pretty mediocre games to the point where they're almost a joke at this point.
Shh. Oh,
Unleashed, I'm happy about. It looks good. I'm hopeful for Unleashed. I don't want to sound like I'm totally crapping on everybody's fucking childhood memories.
No. I saw Unleashed this last Wednesday. It looked pretty damn good. But it also doesn't look like a lot of gameplay now.
Yeah, I think that's what it's devolving into. It's just, you want to watch Sonic have fun?
Yes.
You can hold right if you would like.
And in that respect, it was just the way the camera whipped around his shoulder. It would like fly around his neck as he'd move on to the next place and whatever.
Yeah, that's so fun to play.
It's on rails, yes, but it's technically everything a video game's supposed to do. You're just prompted differently now.
Yeah, I'm more interested in that if they said it was another 3D game. That's for sure. But I think the thing everybody was eager to talk about was the number one entry, which was Final Fantasy VII.
Right. Who's humping their microphone right now? Like, is someone I think Michael's
adjusting.
Sorry.
Okay.
This echo's driving me nuts. I'm sorry.
It was a pogo stick, and I had to jump right now on this pogo stick.
Wait, what?
Never mind.
Did you make an analogy?
No.
That would be nice to do that.
What the hell was that?
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys just went from 7-1, which is just fine. Point, I think everybody's got an opinion on this one.
It's because in between it doesn't matter.
No, I'm just saying, as Final Fantasy VII, you enraged the internet.
Yeah, because it proved the point that watching as mad as people got over a game that all I did was say, it is not as good as everyone makes it out to be. And by everyone, I just mean the 6 million people or whatever, that it was the first RPG they ever played. So therefore, it's their favorite forever. You can never achieve that same level of greatness again. Even if it's a better game, it's not better. Doesn't matter. And then just how irate everyone got proves the fact that there's just as many people that said, thank you for calling out Final Fantasy VII, as there were, you ruined my life. There's no reason to get up.
That's true.
Yeah. How about the guy who was like, I can't believe you guys spoiled this for me.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you?
11 years is not long enough for Joe Bob Internet, who can't figure out the biggest spoiler in the world, that Aerith dies.
Whoa.
What?
Oh, cue up the sound effect. Too late.
You're talking over it. Anyway.
I still think that one of the reasons that everybody loved Final Fantasy VII, and I think it's a very base reason. Not only, you're right, it was the first like serious, deep Japanese RPG that a lot of people got into. Played it for about like an hour, and I couldn't stand with it. It's just not my kind of game, right? So I always just defer. But then you see these people out there that are drawing like pictures of Tifa with breasts the size of her head, and I really think that's a big part of it. I think it's just like, oh my god, digital girls are different than digital boys, and they just that was the first thing they fapped to, and that's it. It's fappy fantasy. That's it. I really believe that's a big 97? Part of it.
Final Fantasy 7.
Final Fantasy, exactly. I really believe that's part of it. They're just like, but she was my first fake girlfriend. You can't say anything bad about this game.
Jill Valentine was my first fake girlfriend.
That's another show.
Yeah, who was? No.
Some of the other comments beyond the 11 years, which I love the dig comment of the guy saying, you ruined the game. Now I know this big spoiler. I don't know if I can even play it now.
It was on my list.
Yeah. The next comment down replying to his and dig is somebody spoiling like everything that's ever happened in the internet or movies or anything like
Bruce Willis is dead.
Bruce Willis is
Soylent
dead.
Green is people.
Snape killed Dumbledore. Which
K-Pax
sorry,
Jose.
It's just like, and then someone replied to that saying, "The only movie I think you didn't spoil was Seven." It's like, so please quickly, somebody spoil.
I know you're just waiting. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What? It's his wife's head.
Dan, what do you think the statute of limitation is on spoiling a game is anyway?
You know, we actually had somebody take us to task because we referred to and showed one of a screenshot from the last scene of BioShock about 6 months after, and we really felt that it was fair. Like, okay, 6 months. If you haven't played it, you're going to play it. It was past the holidays, you know, like
some people don't buy games till they're $20.
I guess so. And
look at me.
That's what we got. And I mean, that's fair. I mean, hey, everybody does not have the budget to go out and blow $60 in a game. But generally, if you're just that interested, like, oh boy, I can't wait to play BioShock, you're at least going to rent it in the 6 months that it's out. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you look at shelf life. So I think 11 years is a little bit extreme. dude, maybe you just need to level the fuck up.
Well, the thing is, he had the same amount of time it takes to begin grade school and almost graduate high school.
Do you hear that?
Yeah. And he had that long, 97 to 08, and it's
and
like...
And you blew it for him.
Me? I'm sorry, sir. But I want that guy to know that I wrote it in some afternoon I can't remember, And I went to bed that night not even caring. And then I ruined somebody's life. That's wonderful. And I also would like to add, I don't hate the game as everyone seems to think, because you can't even dislike it. You have to love it or you're a dick, and that's it. So it's a great game. I played it. I loved it. I put 70 hours into it. I did get the gold chocobo to go get Knights of the Round like a twat, but doesn't make it the best game ever. And the amount of love and defense it gets all the time is outrageous. And
it was absolutely ridiculous. It was beautiful on Dig about five minutes after it hits the home page.
Well, there was that one kid who was just like typing so fast. It was like his fingers were getting in the way of his comments, and he's my life, and just like each comment got longer and
just
louder,
vomiting words onto the internet.
Also, as you've learned from this experience, you should not talk shit about games that came out when you were still in diapers.
Oh
right?
Yeah, somebody said I was still in diapers. Like, no, 97. No, that didn't happen.
When the internet was still in diapers.
That's fair.
That you can claim.
Yeah. I was sitting on a Prodigy and whatever.
Basically, if you're on the internet, you were born after the internet started. I mean, naturally. Yeah. Because you're using it, so.
Yeah.
And I can only use it as a test case because I didn't get a PlayStation until late in the game. I made the choice with Saturn. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I got a PlayStation late, and my friend gave me these, like, primer games.
Mm.
And Symphony Knight, pop it in. Didn't stop playing. Played it all the way through. Final Fantasy just didn't do anything.
It's a very slow start.
It wasn't even a slow start. I gave it like 3 hours. But
for an RPG, that's a slow start. I mean, you need a good 7 hours for any Final Fantasy.
I was interested because I just finished 10.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, that's hard to go back. 10, in my opinion, much better game in every way.
I have never finished a Final Fantasy game.
Where's your sound effect? That was perfect time. You've been talking about that sound effect for a week, man.
And guess what? I did. There we go. I've got something worse. I've got something worse to share. I did play some Final Fantasy VII. I played it, the PC port of it.
Oh, well, then that's the rare one, right? That everybody wants now.
Yeah, why is that rare?
Because nobody on PC gave a shit.
I had like 3 free copies as a kid in high school. Like, I don't know how I got them.
It was terrible. It was a horrible port. I remember having so many bugs. Like, they just literally took the console game and just like mapped some keys to the controller's buttons and didn't do anything else. So it didn't work at all. Yeah, I think at some point it crashed and I couldn't get past a certain point, which is why I never finished the damn game.
Besides, I think like by the time it came out for PC, PC gamers had stuff like Fallout and Planescape. Yeah. So it wasn't really quite that appealing.
Yeah.
It wasn't the epiphany that it was for console gamers.
But I had heard all these people freaking out and, you know, circle jerking and getting all excited about it that I thought, and I didn't have a PS1. I didn't really have any consoles, so I thought I'd give it a try. And I hated it just because I think probably because the port was so bad.
You sound so sexy right now.
I know, darling.
I'm going to jump over this table.
Husky. I know, sweet cheeks.
Husky.
Well, what's your favorite Final Fantasy game?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, 4.
You see, internet, Brett likes Final Fantasy.
Oh, well, everybody likes something.
No, if you like Final Fantasy, you have to like 7. That's
I forgot.
Cool.
Well, I do, but it's like 4th on the list or whatever. Like, why anybody cares what I think about that is hilarious.
That's the unwritten rule of the internet, which, but coincidentally, is written all over the place.
But one comment that I read, although I'm sure there were thousands of others, that pointed the same thing, is that 7 gets called out a lot in overrated lists. So it's true. There is a balance there to meet, but this wasn't an article about overrated games. It was games that are not as good and were never as good as people seem to think.
My absolute favorite entry, and it got not as much as Final Fantasy VII in terms of the fanboy hate, was Oregon Trail, which we all remember and we all loved. But it turns out, you're right, we didn't really love it.
It was something I played when my parents dropped me off too early for school.
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe people actually defend it. I thought for sure that would be the one that people would like have a laugh and be like, oh, that's very true. Yeah, that game was pretty crap. And there's people, you never played it then, did you? I love drowning at the very last minute and losing everything.
This is my favorite comment about it. F this. Oregon Trail was awesome. This article died of dysentery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. Comedy closure.
Very, yes.
Buried 7 pages. My life is flashing before my eyes. I had to click 7 times.
I don't even think Oregon Trail is even a game until
it's
the last level.
It's barely a game. It was supposed to be a joke entry because I couldn't think of something else that was on par.
The only part of that game that's a game is when you have to hunt. because then you get to shoot things.
And that was
about the hunt.
I was actually in an Oregon Trail 2 focus group as a young Tyler Wilde. And they asked,
Is this in Canada?
What are you, like 90? How did you do that?
Oregon Trail 2.
He's younger than all of us.
They're developing Oregon Trail 2, and they want to know what the kids want in it. And everyone said, if you had something like The Hunting, only there's a burglar coming to rob you, and you have to shoot them. And so basically the kids wanted to play Doom. And that's what happened. You haven't seen very many Oregon Trail next gen.
Not even a DS port. And they love DS ports.
It's true.
It's a naming simulator.
Yeah.
It's a naming simulator and then watching an ox trot simulator. And maybe something will happen as the computer rolls invisible dice.
Yeah, she'll stumble upon bad water. Mm. Water is always good.
Did you see that movie?
Which one?
Oh, is it Hard Rain? Water's evil.
Oh, no, that's right. Bruce Willis's weakness in Unbreakable.
Oh, don't spoil that, man.
Too late.
There you go. Well done, well done.
So next, I don't know what else was on the list. Somebody pointed out Final Fight could have been Double Dragon, and I think that's a fair point. I didn't consider that, but it's the same thing. Double Dragon, I was super bored of it after. Even as a kid, I just played it because, look, I'm beating the crap out of people, and every other game was jumping on a turtle or throwing shit, and I guess it was just fun to actually punch a guy in the stomach or whatever.
Dan mentioned games you fap to. I didn't do it to Double Dragon, but watch that intro over and over again when the girl gets put over the shoulder. Oh my goodness. I was salivating at the bowling alley.
Beautiful.
Missing my turn.
They kicked me out of the bowling alley for salivating in the bowling alley myself. Man.
What else? A Final Fight?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all the copycat games. It just got to the point where you couldn't go into an arcade without what other four-player walk right and punch game that just like choked every arcade in the country.
Even that Alien versus Predator game for the Super NES was just Predator walks right, punches aliens exactly like Cody in Final Fight with the same animation.
And then does his roundhouse kick that I saw Predator do in Predator 2, I think that was. Yeah. Right in Danny Glover's face.
With all that shit. You wouldn't even bother learning a suplex.
That's standard moves for a Predator. Elbow drop, too.
And I have number 2 written down here, with the NES.
Yeah, somebody actually thought.
That's not a game.
No, you're right.
That's Nintendo Entertainment System.
That's somebody who can't friggin' read is what that is.
Yeah, that's a case of all I did was read the headline and the comments and didn't read the article, but I'm going to have an opinion about it anyway.
Blinded by rage.
I'm looking at you. No,
yeah, who needs facts when you have just rage to
you said the NES was terrible. I didn't, asshole. I said a bunch of the – because some of the licensed games were good. If it said Capcom and Disney on the cover, it was good. If it didn't, it was probably total garbage, much like as much as I love Godzilla – Godzilla game was awful. The Ninja Turtles game was awful. Back to the Future, I'm sure Dan will agree.
Dude, I wanted that game to be so good. And I remember like, oh, I got an NES late in life. I went from Atari 2600 to Sega Genesis. So then later on, I started, scavenging yard sales and stuff. And I was like, oh, awesome, dude. I'm a huge Back to the Future fan. I wear it out on my sleeve. And what the fuck is this? He's just walking up and like falling into potholes and getting hit with bowling balls. I don't even remember what it was. It was just
clocks.
Oh, that's right. You collected clocks because see, they're in the past. Don't you understand?
It's time. So, it's a commodity.
Oh God. I mean, it really set a low standard for licensed games ever since.
So the sequel was 2 and 3.
2 and 3. Yeah.
Did anybody get far enough to see 3?
No. I did play a little bit of it, and it was at least someone had sat down and said, well, what if we make a game this time? And it still wasn't a good game, but at least someone attempted. Whereas the first one, they're like, how much are we getting for this? How little do we have to do to get that check? Okay, let's do that.
Thank you, LJN, for putting out another one.
Another fine acclaimed product.
Oh, dude, those goddamn Simpsons games. I remember desperately trying to like them. Like, this is just challenging.
Desperately hoping that the next one to come out would be that arcade game by Konami. But no, it's Bart versus the World or Bart at Camp Pendley and the Space Mutants.
Bart meets Radioactive Man. Like, you're going to make a game about a meeting? They're going to, hi, level 1, you met Radioactive
Man. The Salt 2 talks are going to be the next, big meetings in video games.
Dan, where is our arcade port of Simpsons?
You know what? I think it's in the same stupid. You mean like the Xbox Live Arcade thing, like they did
something
for Turtles?
Like that? Why not?
I think it's just a matter of legal crap again. I think that, you know, whoever owns Simpsons license now, which is EA, has to talk to Konami, who has the old code, who has to talk to Fox, who has to approve it. And it's a miracle. It's an absolute miracle that the Turtle game came out on Xbox.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, we were getting letters for like 6 months going, when is this coming out? I'm like, oh, it's never coming out. And then one day it magically appeared. And I'm like, oh, you're kidding. So everybody, what about the six-player X-Men from Capcom? The one with two monitors in the arcade? That's just the same width as a widescreen TV. Let's do that. And that would be wonderful, but again, it's anything licensed, forget it. You're almost never going to get it. Turtles was the exception of the rule.
And even Turtles, I remember when they said it was coming out, oh, this Wednesday, that's the game. There was this palpable excitement in the room of like, oh man, the game's coming out. Tonight we're all going to go home, we're all going to play it. And then after like an hour, it's like, I'm really tired of this already. Like, it was all nostalgia, and when he actually sat back and played it, it was like, actually, I remember just putting coins in it because I wanted to watch Michelangelo jump around. Not because I actually enjoyed hitting the 1700th.
Ew, you were a Michelangelo fan?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Not the guy. Not the party dude. I want the nerd or the straight shooter guy.
When
dude,
I designed.
I was Raphael all the way, man.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, but they changed Raphael. The character completely.
Sigh like, for the win.
Donatello. He literally does machines.
My memories of playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were not only in an arcade cabinet. I never got into the NES one, but my strongest one is getting almost to the end of the game while wearing roller skates in a roller rink that was Jay Giles Band music.
Oh my god.
Was it freeze frame? Tell me it was freeze frame.
It was freeze frame.
Oh god, I wish I could cue that up right now.
No, I bet you can't.
I cannot.
I bet you the software doesn't
legally,
even work.
You cannot.
It certainly doesn't. I wish I could name them right now.
I can just hum it. Bad.
Oh, I'm there at the concert,
yeah,
I think.
You're right there. Now, picture four wheels on each foot, and you are there. Also, massive heaps of cute girls rejecting you while wearing leg warmers.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
You say massive heaps. I just imagine like these piles of girls. It's just leg warmers sticking out all over the place. Sort of.
No,
just,
massive
just
heaps.
Just sort of squidging
back
around
Tifa
the room
now.
Slowly. Like
a
like
pile
giant,
of lard.
Yeah, yeah. Like giant jello molds.
Yeah. Well, no, we're massive heaps. We're back to Tifa in Final Fantasy VII, I think.
Sniggity.
And that's tapping
that's
the
my
joke.
Favorite Final Fantasy ever. That girl had huge tits.
Wait, which one?
And also the shortest skirt in history.
Who?
Tifa. Who almost made your MILF list, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, my MILF list. Somebody on the same comment, Dan, have you ever been told to kill yourself by an internet user?
Yeah, but not by a reader. By a developer, basically, but not
oh,
by
that's
a
true.
Did somebody actually tell Brett to go kill himself?
No, they called me a pedophile from one of my articles
so
last
how did,
week.
All right, so it's obviously someone you've abused then in the past, because how else would they know?
Well, how am I supposed to know? I leave a trail of tears everywhere I go.
And a calling card, and the calling card says on it, Chris Antista, pedophile.
It was brilliant, because you were called a pedophile for an article about MILFs.
Yeah,
about older women you'd like to fuck.
Yeah, I think the dispute there was cooking mama.
Mama.
How old is she?
Whatever.
Old enough to be a mom.
Whatever.
She's a mom of something. That was why it was on the list.
Right.
What did you say, mom of dinner? What was your rationale?
For what?
My cooking mama was a mama. Like in your article, you said who they were a mother to. What was she a mother of? You never see the
cooking. Cooking mama, dude.
Oh, you don't got to talk to me about cooking mama.
Oh god, no.
Flat-chested, noseless piece. Like, how could you not? How could you continue to deny that?
And what are you all playing this weekend?
What do you think? GTA.
Yeah. I just rebuilt my PC, so I'm gonna be playing WoW. I love running 4-year-old games on like whip cracking hardware. Because I just put
Did
in
say
like
whip cracking.
I said whip. It's crack a lackin' even. I got a quad core processor. I built this thing last weekend, and like a current Radeon card. This is here's your PC content. And holy cow, it looks awesome if you run like a game that was built 4 years ago for inferior computers on current hardware. So I think that's what I'm going to be doing.
What are you going to finish that game?
I don't know. I just finished Tetris, so I figure if I can get over World of Warcraft, I'm doing pretty good. I kind of did finish it. I got one character to 70, and yeah, I was kind of like, there was an emptiness in my life, so I had to go back to one of my alts and sort of like, come on, we'll get you to 72 so I can quit. You know, like there should be some sort of like, you are now retired.
Isn't you know? The next expansion going to raise it to 80 or something?
Yes, so it never really ends.
I love numbers.
It's like a never-ending quest, almost like an EverQuest, you could say. I wouldn't
say that, because that'll actually hurt WoW somehow.
Well, rather than talking about what we're going to play this weekend, we could talk about what we've seen this week.
I went to Konami and finally played Silent Hill after weeks of waiting. Mm-hmm. And what else? The new Castlevania, which looks exactly like the others, but that's all I need.
Yeah. That's probably a good thing. What was the favorite thing?
Is this one called, like, what, Castlevania Egg Beater of Depravity or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
No, it's like the most, like, too many syllables thing, like Order of Ecclesia.
Oh.
A word
they're
that
making
I
up words. They've run
well,
out.
Well, no, it's a real word. It's a real word. It's just, like, it doesn't fit. I looked. It's some church thing. I don't remember. It's like order or it's Greek for something I can't recall, like a gathering of people or something like that.
Okay.
So it's redundant.
It's kind of. It's like Order of Gathering or whatever. But like, I don't know. It doesn't fit the mold of all the others that are instantly, you understand it, Lament of Innocence, Curse of Darkness, whatever, whatever.
Reminds me of that game I played, Brotherhood of Men. What was your favorite thing you saw, Michael?
My favorite thing was actually getting to play Metal Gear Solid 4 for the first time. I know a lot of other people in the industry have already, but yeah, it was a lot of fun, you know, actually getting to watch some of the cutscenes that Kojima skipped over in his presentation and, you know, getting to crawl around running for my life every 5 minutes when I was somehow discovered in the middle of an open firefight and the guards all ignored the guerrilla fighters that were shooting at them with AK-47s so that they could chase me down and summon extra guys to chase Snake down. But yeah, I kid the game. It was really awesome.
Dan Gielis?
No.
No. Yeah,
Dan doesn't get to play this game.
I don't get to play I'm sorry. I'm still too busy trying to finish up, I don't know, Overlord and Mass Effect and Halo 3 and all these other games.
Overlord
that's,
came
that's
first?
That's your failing. You tried to
yeah,
finish.
Yeah, you know what? It's because I finished Bioshock and I actually haven't finished Mass Effect. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I have nothing against Metal Gear Solid, but go right ahead. It's about time you guys got something like really cool and exclusive to play. You know?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's
that's
true,
the
though.
The only ground I'm giving.
I
hate the console war anyway. I think the whole console stuff is bullshit. But
yeah,
play
I can hear that in the mic, Brett.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I went to Sega, and they didn't let us play anything. Like, all we got to play was Samba de Amigo and the Hulk, and that was it.
People are dying for Samba de Amigo. It's like the second coming of Samba de Amigo, really.
The Wii was built with Samba de Amigo in mind. It had to have been.
I thought the Wii was built with reusing GameCube parts in mind.
Oh no.
Wow. Oh.
Brett just stood up.
He's too lazy to come over all on the opposite side of the office and kick my ass.
The belt's coming off. He's heading over there.
That's just because he's fired.
Tell us about the Hulk, will you? You told us Hulk? A little bit earlier. Tell us.
Well, I didn't play Ultimate Destruction, but you liked that, right?
It was excellent. Like for a Hulk game,
Ultimate Destruction
really
was fun.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think they're using that as a template from what I've seen from the videos, but I just couldn't do anything without destroying everything.
But that's the point. Dude, the entire instruction manual for the last Hulk game was Hulk smash.
I know, you know, like, but I would be walking and my shoulder would nudge a building and it would retract into the earth, into rubble. Oops! Hulk, sorry.
Yeah, see, that's when the destruction loses all meaning, when everything you do brings a building down.
But you can't. You can not only break the Chrysler Building, you can dilapidate the Baxter Building and Marvel's real-life offices.
Right. Nice. What about? So if you can bring down the Chrysler Building, that seems like something that's going to get.
I can bring
attacked.
Down the Chrysler Building, but a Hummer took me 3 punches.
Them things are tough.
They build them. They're built to what? What company makes that? Like I was going to say Ford Tough, but
I think that's GM.
Hulk's good with moderation.
Look, smash with effort. But no, are they gonna? Is anybody gonna cry foul when it's like, those kids are playing games that let them destroy buildings in New York City? Next thing you know, they'll be flying planes into them.
That's also what I thought was interesting. I've played a lot of the dumbass superhero tie-ins. You're always fighting robots, pastel robots, to get that teen rating. Hulk, you're actually beating up men. Beating up men with other men in your hand.
Beating men with other men.
Yes, you could beat a soldier with his fellow soldier.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
Army of one. Here we go. Proof.
I was so happy to see a comic character hit a human again. I can't tell you.
Yeah, I was, you know, talking about the comic book thing. I've been thinking about the Mortal Kombat versus DC announcement lately, and I totally expected it to be like, oh, luckily it's a bat robot. You didn't hurt the real Batman, you know, and oh, it's one of the cyborg Supermen, you know. You're totally right. It's like, it's the ultimate cop out. Like, we can't show anybody dying. We can't show these heroes getting pwned. We have to. It's a clone. It's an evil zombified clone.
That is completely lame, though, because Marvel did that with Marvel Nemesis, and as terrible as that game was, I mean, you still got to see Elektra drive a Psy through Daredevil's forehead.
Oh,
you got
cool.
to see Wolverine gut Spider-Man with his claws.
So there it's was like, a redeeming factor to.
Vaguely, yes. You know, whatever the game's flaws, at least it had fatalities.
Wow. That's really a good point.
Just and because, it's not fair.
Know, oh, there's no way they'd ever be able to do that with a DC game, but, you know, they could if they wanted.
Doesn't DC have Earth 2 and Earth 9?
Not anymore.
Why not?
Not anymore. They have spent millions of dollars and about four or five different massive story arcs to try to make you forget that there's anything but one continuity. DC has one of the most screwed up continuities of all time.
I try to follow it.
Does that mean anything to you? You know,
I try to follow it, but I'm such a Marvel fanboy. I can't. I try to read the big DC story, like event comics, but I can't keep it straight.
Well,
every time I pick something
with...
up, it's like the most dense dialogue and the tiniest bits of art, and I'm like, so Superman Prime?
Yeah.
Or Superman Alpha 2? Or Superman inverted colors is smashing through reality with each punch to go tell the other heroes, you guys are bad heroes, let's fight. And then,
Well, that's an important message.
And then Robot Batman and Skeleton Batman and Zombie Batman and Batman, which actually is different somehow, all have a big fight to decide which Batman will survive. And somehow that makes a good comic book.
Whereas in Marvel, it's just, so is this pre-drunk Tony Stark or really drunk Tony Stark?
Well, he's not drunk. Dan, don't make me start.
Okay.
He's not what?
No, Marvel's problem is just like, how many issues can we stretch this out for? 7? 12?
Will it sell at Barnes & Noble? No. 2-year story arc that will basically tell you Spider-Man never existed. I hope you enjoy it.
Well, the best thing is the original Galactus story in the 60s was two Fantastic Four issues. The Ultimate Galactus story started in 04 and didn't end until 06 and was a 3-part miniseries to tell.
Because that was before they realized they could charge $4 for a comic book. $3. You know, I mean,
it's $3.95.
It's $3. Don't tell me how much comic books cost.
Oh, here it goes.
Oh, you need to say that with a nerdier accent.
Or tell me. That was not a nerdy accent. It was Gollum.
Speaking of superhero games, did anyone else get to play Hellboy, Dan?
No, I did not. Who's doing that? Is that Sega?
No, that was Konami.
Oh, I didn't go to Konami. I only went to the Microsoft thing this week. I was a busy guy in other realms. But
I want to play Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah,
Banjo-Kazooie looked good. I don't mean to derail because I know he wants to say something about Hellboy. But yeah, we'll get to Banjo-Kazooie in a minute. Go ahead and tell me about Hellboy.
Yeah, Hellboy, I don't like to bash games before they come out because that is really mean. But it actually looked less interesting than the last time I saw it, like over a year ago.
Oh, no.
And it's very colorful, but it just seems like a very straightforward brawler. You're just going through and, you know, press R and X to pull this enemy's head off, and then it's a grenade, and then you throw it at this other thing. And I think the watershed moment for me came when I'm piloting Hellboy around. I get to this opening in a wall, and suddenly there's a spirit barrier, and I can't go any further. And It tells me, oh, well, you have to destroy this grave that's spitting out all these enemies. And so I go and I destroy the grave. And then I'm like, okay, the spirit barrier should be down now, right? And no, because there's more enemies coming and there's another grave. So I destroy that. And then there are more graves. And this happens like 6 or 7 more times.
Oh, God, Mike.
The spirit barrier finally goes
down. Calm
down.
He's going to blow.
Easy, easy, easy. Calm down. At least you saw something. If you go look at the screens on our website, they're all black with like a little tiny tint of red. Like there's not, you can't discern anything in the Hellboy screen.
That is not what it looks like, though. It is much more colorful now, which is in many ways a good thing. But just that progression, the fact that it was completely arbitrary, you know, I didn't know when the graves were going to stop showing up. It was like standing in line in a club, and the bouncer finally just kind of looking inside and saying, "Okay, the line's moved up now. You can go in."
You've dicked around enough and killed enough, whatever it was. You can go. Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's like that's good game design from 1998.
Yeah, and you know the rest of the game might be wonderful. I'm not gonna discount it completely, but up until that point, I was not entirely impressed.
What are you doing over there, Tyler?
I'm reading this story on CVG about Wii Fit apparently calling a little girl fat.
Yeah.
The parents getting very angry that their little girl is fat. I mean, big boned. Yeah. You got it in the office today, Brett. You were playing with the balance board.
Yeah, and it destroyed my back, which I have a bad back as it is. I actually have a pinched nerve in my spine, so that sucks. But playing that game, I went into it, I was fine, and when I was done, I'd hurt to sit down. So...
You're
I don't know what that means.
That means you're terribly out of shape, dude.
Well, no, it's just the thing in my back just totally flared up and was like, no. And I think it's because you can exercise a wrong way, and you actually need someone to actually tell you, oh, whenever you're lifting weights or jogging or whatever, there's a right way and a wrong way.
Lift with more from the legs.
Yeah, with just more impact and less impact. And when it's just a computerized thing going, put your foot here, then take a step back and whisk away with pixie dust, and then you'll be healthy. It's like I could still be doing it wrong and like really putting pressure somewhere that doesn't need to be and hurting myself, but whatever.
You need to wait for a Wii Spine.
Wii Spine.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
But you'll waggle it.
Scoliosis with two eyes.
Wow, that's cruel. I like that.
Scoliosis.
It did, however, tell me I was normal, and even in normal, I was the middle of normal. I was not fat. It did tell me I was weak, though, and I'm very hurt.
Yeah, I think you should be. Well, apparently this problem with the little girl was that the BMI index doesn't really work for children.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Do you have a picture of her? What if it really was a fat bitch and it's not... It's not Wii Fit's fault.
Yeah, the, like, six-year-old bitch was probably fat.
Yes. A six-year-old C-word.
But I still... no, but the whole parent...
No, he said he's going to take that six-year-old to SeaWorld. I heard what you said.
Thank you.
It's Shamu. Shamu's a national treasure as far as I'm concerned. That's very touching, Tris.
But people are so fucking sensitive, it's ridiculous. You know you're a video game called My Daughter Fat. Actually, no, it said she was overweight, and maybe she is. And you got it because she needed exercise, didn't you?
Yeah, you didn't buy it just because, well, God dang, I love stepping on stuff, and now I can...
I'm really good at leaning. Where's my game?
I need the surly Teamster game where I just lean.
You rack up score for it.
Which, before the Union Mafia comes and kills me, my dad was in the Teamsters 25 years, I'm safe.
And the best part is that we said we were going to talk about Banjo-Kazooie and we didn't. So good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, but you know, I never gave a crap about Banjo-Kazooie. I never got into the N64 games. And
that's sad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying like, oh, because I'm too cool. It's just like I missed out. That's it. But
the first one was excellent. I don't know. It was like too much too soon.
Too-y much, too-y soon.
Yeah.
That was a comedy failure. It looked actually pretty good. The whole concept is that you put together vehicles and stuff from parts. So if you want to build a car, you have to put 4 tires down, and then you have to find a way to link those, and you should probably link them with an engine. But it's basically like 3D Lego is the best way I can explain it.
So how much is it going to rely on
motion control,
driving stuff instead of playing a platformer? Or is it... Not a like go here collect these
It is. It is like that. I think it's going to be like, hey, hi, welcome to my junkyard. You know what? I can't catch all these balloons if only someone would build a helicopter to get the balloons. So you build a helicopter. But the really cool thing was...
Are you confirming a balloon helicopter?
I'm not confirming anything. But I did think it was cool that you could take an existing car. Say you built a car or a tank or, you know, whatever, a phone booth with wheels or whatever you want to build. And then you could just slap some wings onto it or slap some pontoons onto it. And suddenly it's a boat. Like they took a propeller and you put the propeller like on the top of the vehicle and it's a helicopter. You take that same helicopter propeller thing and stick it on the back and it's a rotor for the boat and it's a rear propulsion. And so it just made me think about, man, when I was, you know, 11, I would have just killed for something like that. Like, you could build any frickin' vehicle you want and it's fantastic. And I think that that's really going to be where the most of the fun of the game comes with, is building these ridiculous contraptions where there's no blueprint. You're going to see people freaking out over making the most efficient one or making the most ridiculous one. Or, you know, whatever. So it looked a lot more fun than I was willing to give it credit for. When I came in, I was like, I have no affinity for this franchise. I didn't get into it before. And, you know, it looks like it's going to be creative fun instead of just like, look, we tarted up the old characters. And don't they look pretty in 720p? There's some gameplay to this.
Is it 720 or is it going to be like 680? Because I need to know.
640.
I think it'll probably be 720 because Rare.
I will count that shit.
It's gonna be 420.
It's gonna be 420p.
It's gonna be 3. Just 3p.
3 big pixels, and they're gonna cycle really fast.
Hey, it worked for the Odyssey.
That's true. Oh,
nobody
Quest
got
for the
that
Rings.
Joke.
I did Quest
Dan.
For the Rings. Oh my God, Casey Munchkin. I have it at home, bitches.
Good?
Yeah, Casey Munchkin was the best Pac-Man clone. I mean, you had that Atari 2600
Casey
abortion.
Munchkin.
And then Casey Munchkin was like the clone that came out first, and Atari sued Magnavox's ass to high heaven. Magnavox was really nice and did not sue Atari for stealing the concept in the first place of, like, I don't know, video tennis or whatever. So, yeah, Casey Munchkin was a great Pac-Man clone, and they had it pulled from shelves. It was one of the first banned games, like the first really rare games. Whatever. You didn't need to hear old fart corner. Somebody else say something nice.
Was it that the Odyssey 2, though?
Fuck you, dude. I'm 37. I saw Star Wars in the theater the first time, okay?
Oh, no way.
Yes.
People weren't even alive then.
The
first
airing
of Star Wars was llamas and dinosaurs. So.
Did I played you know Space George Invaders Washington? When it was new. I played Pac-Man. I waited in line in an arcade in New York City in 1981.
They just gave that to us for free.
You don't know. You don't know. You just know emulations. I was there. I saw truth.
Arcades are those places that have the Dance Dance Revolution machines, right?
No, arcades were where you went to score pot because it was dark and there were corners and people weren't really watching. So apparently that's what arcades were. And then it was really just pot places, and then they would put arcade machines around as distractions. I wouldn't know.
In front of offending glory holes.
I was the only one that went to the arcade. Yeah, not for the glory holes or the pot. I was like, oh, hot damn, you know.
Sir Munch-a-Lot.
Yeah, columns. Oh my God, this looks fascinating. I must play it. And
the kid wants some pot. No thanks, I got gems.
Yeah, I'm playing Mad Planets. I don't need your pots. I'm not taking the pot.
Why did you talk like a lolcat in the 70s?
We all talked like lolcats in the 70s. We had
so bad I wasn't alive for that.
We had nothing better to.
I wasn't even in diapers until 97, so.
Obviously.
I thought you were still in diapers as of last week.
Which he didn't know that I actually had to go back to diapers in the 90s. And,
yeah. Hey, man, there's no
personal,
shame in that.
Because you're back.
What?
There's no
you're back.
No, that was pre-back. This was just I had to wear diapers again.
Unrelated injury?
Have
no,
you guys ever?
I just said fuck it. I got a shit.
Have you ever pissed in an adult diaper?
No.
No.
It is a lot of fun. It gets your whole bottom section really, really warm. But
I don't.
What
I really
most people
don't
know, because you think your piss is contained in your balls. You're wrong. You're wrong. Like. Pissing in a diaper, it was the heaviest thing I ever drag around. I don't know how old people do it. It expands.
Now more medical truth with Dr. Christopher Antista.
Talking gate. Just talking gate over here.
A common misconception is that your urine is stored in your ball sack.
And that it's heavy. I I bet I could piss up to 2 pounds right now, and I don't even have to go.
You can do it in force of will.
Uh-oh. I just found a use for Wii Fit. Way, piss, way again. That way we don't have to contain any urine in the building.
Okay.
All right.
So that's pretty much all I have to say about Banjo-Kazooie.
Okay. next week, Dan. Thanks for...
At some point, too, so the people know where this came from and where they can get more.
We're at GamesRaider.com.
That's WWE.GameRaiders.com.
GamesRaider.com, bitches. If you found this, you probably know the website.
And then what is Dan? Could you please?
Dan.
I don't know if I want to admit it at this point, but it's OXMOnline.com or find the lovely Dead Tree Edition at a newsstand near you. This month it's, what do you know, Grand Theft Auto 4 is on the cover.
No.
And find out why we gave it a 9.5. Believe it or not, it was not a dartboard. There was actual thought given to it. And I know that everybody else believes that GTA is the second coming
of
Christ.
No, wait a second. They sent Michael a dartboard and it had scores on it. And
yeah, but they were all 10. Wah, wah. Yeah, we gave it a 9.5. There's reasons for it.
It wasn't a dartboard and you didn't get a dartboard.
I love that you guys messed up the Metacritic average.
There's an 85 up there now.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's some 91s. There are several people that were lower than us, but I think 7 other scores were lower than us. But
what, like mygamingbasement.com or what?
I don't know. Some of them I had heard of, honestly.
There is a slow backlash going. I mean, we've already seen, you know, the 10 things that suck the most about GTA 4.
Right.
That
everybody in the forums is jumping up first. I'm tired of this game already. Like they want to be the first person to say that.
Exactly. I'm already bored. That means I'm cooler than you.
Yeah.
In any case,
get a job at Games Radar, and you won't get to play GTA at all enough to be bored.
That's true.
I can't.
I'm barely into the game. I'm maybe 5 hours into the game. I didn't write the review,
really?
Thank God, with only 5 hours under my belt. But yeah, I've only had like my first. I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm gonna have like. I had my first big decision where you can choose whether you finish the mission or you let the guy go, kind of thing, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like I'm just going through the next crime boss in the ring. So
I was very happy to see that choice because the main thing I can't believe in the game is how fast Nico's like, well, I was running from trouble, but if you need me to kill, I will. It's like that wasn't that the point of him coming? And then
I guess I'll shirt the murder. I go either.
He's sort of like, is this guy bothering you? Do you want me to help you? Because I can help you. It's no problem. And like half the time he's like the nicest guy in the world, and the other half he's like, I will stone cold kill this bitch for you.
Actually,
it's no problem.
You know,
welcome to Grand Theft Auto, my friend.
Yeah.
It's because Nico is accommodating.
It's true. Well,
he's a nice gentleman.
He has to be that way, right? Like in order to let the player really make it their game, he has to be sort of whichever. You never know. The player could be a psycho and want to do everything, you know, like as cruel as possible, which I think is probably 85% of the audience. And then slip.
That too.
And then, yeah, like there's another 14% that's going to be like, I don't know, sometimes I'll kill him and like once or twice I'll let him go. And then that last 1% is like, no, I'll be super nice and I'll help everybody and we'll.
Hey, that's me.
Trees on Arbor Day. And
you,
that is actually how I'm
that
playing.
Quote.
Damn it, stop imitating my voice, Dan.
I'm actually playing it as a good guy. I'm like, hey, no, he's fine. I just want to make my way here in the country. So.
Cousin Larry.
Cousin. Yeah, I swear to God, I never thought I would get tired of hearing the word titties, but after the first hour of just
titties.
Roman going, look at those titties! You know,
let's go see titties, cuz.
I'm just like, I don't think I like titties anymore, Roman. You say it so often, I don't like it.
Right.
Other than, I can't get past the titties. I mean, that's like the hardest mission in the game. The titties.
Roman, you're making me gay.
Do you suck at the titties? Okay.
All right. We do have to get out of here. This is,
OXM Online.
OXM Online. .kizzle.
Yes.
And
we have our own OXMpodcast.com if you'd like to hear me not swearing and sort of being on message. And
this will never be published, Dan. Don't worry.
Oh,
say something just
below
the
God.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. It's good talking to you, Internet. We'll see you next week, maybe. I'm trying to come up with an ending.
There isn't one. Just let it fade out.
Right. Just let it
just
fade out.
Yeah. Go to music in mid-sentence.
Okay.
Just cut
you should
it
probably
off.
Give the...